Praise God.
Shata, Haseta Vani Hata, Hata Vana Hata, Hamasina, Haza, Haya, 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 Haya. For I am raising you higher. I am raising you higher. I am raising you higher. I am bringing you up. I am raising you for to know me. Know me. Know me. Know me. Know me. Know my life. Know my life. Know the DNA of my life. Know the code of my life. Know the codes of my life. For in this time and season, even am I coming forth even to you. For you must know me. For you must eat of me, for you must partake of my life, for this is a feast. It's a feast even to feed you of things that are of eternal, that are of eternal, even to feed you, even to feed you of secret things of mine, of secret things of me. For you must know me and eat of me. For you must know me and eat of me. For when you eat of me, you partake of me. You must partake of my life. You must eat my life. My life is for you. My life is for you. My life is for you. For none has known my life, not even angels, not even prophets. But I am coming forth even this day, even to reveal my life to you, to make you eat my life, to make you eat my life. For in eating my life, you will come alive. You will come alive. You will come alive and partake of my life. You will partake of my life. Even eat, 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 and eat, and eat, and eat. Eat my name. Eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me. I am giving even myself for you to eat. For I am my life. I am my life. And I'm coming forth to you as my life, that you might eat and partake of eternal life.
Amen. Are we ready? Are we ready? Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to welcome our pastor all the way from across the Atlantic, Pastor Hans.
Oh, thank you, Father. Bless God. She's still tight. Amen. Bless God. Father, we thank you. For every time your people gather, souls are raised to give you praise. I thank you that you consider us in your lowest, in our lowest state, O Lord God. and give us sight of your name. Give us sight of your nature. We thank you for your kindness, that you have lifted our gaze beyond the earth. You have caused us to pierce heavens and to see your glory. You have caused our feeble hearts to desire you. You've caused us in our weakness to be clothed with your strength. You caused us who were far, Lord God, to draw near to your presence. You're calling us to fellowship, though we see ourselves as unworthy. Father, when we were weak and still in memory of our estate, oh God, of sitting with pigs and swallowing, God, you've placed your robe, your ring. You have caused us to sit. You have given us access, oh God, to a place where your Son dwells, oh God. You say we are seated in heavenly places. Yet we have not attained that stature as yet. Therefore, we praise you.
Yes.
We glorify your name. For indeed, you are merciful. You are beyond just. You are good. You are glorious. And we thank you for every day that we can praise your name. For every day that we can again, oh God, lift the cup of souls. Beautiful God, you're too wonderful. Yesterday, and so today, yesterday. Oh, we thank you that this your fire don't destroy us, but it causes the beauty that is there to be purified and revealed. Thank you for burning the dross away, oh God. The dross of earthly ambition yesterday, the dross of carnal desires. Thank you for purifying us, God. Thank you for making us acceptable. Oh, Santa. Yes, Santa. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. You can have your seats. Ah, welcome one and all. I thank you. Oh, we bless your name, God. Father God, we glorify your name. It's a privilege to be here with you guys. Thank God for mercy. Mercy. Mercy is what granted us access to come. I bring you greetings from London, from my wife, Katie Ann, and my three kids. So many places I've asked to go before, and she just gives me the eye, and I know. But when Reverend said, "Do you want to go to Canada?" and she says, "Yes, you can go." I was so excited. It's the only person she released me with. She knows he can look after my little soul. We thank God. So I bring you greetings from my wife and my family, from the pastors in London, my big brothers. We're all sons of Dr. Lamikara. I'm the youngest of them, you know. There are five of us and counting. And God has been establishing the work there in London, and I apologize on behalf of all of London for robbing you last year. I am very sorry. We tried. I think it was January 3rd, no? That's as well. We were we were there and we were trying, and as rare as he does it, you know, he says, all right, you know, we're waiting for the call. So he opens his Bible and he starts to teach. And we got a prophecy back then. And he said, God wants to do something by June. And he says, he wants to deal with everything that is in enmity to Christ. And he said, and he ministered over us and prophesied. And because he said by June, I was like, if June come and we don't change, these guys are taping this thing. 'Please, God, don't let these words fall to the ground, you know? I was begging. And then later that night, you know, we were talking, and I said, we need to get him to Canada. And then when visas are coming through, I said, Rev, could you, do you want some of us to just go and just to show face, you know? And he says, don't worry, Jeff and those boys are okay. I said, who is these guys? We will carry on a meeting just on our way. And I logged on late at night, and I was embarrassed. I said, Father God, thank you. He didn't take courage and send us to embarrass ourselves. Because I heard life. I heard life coming forth from my brothers, and I was humbled. And I thank God. I apologize, but God did a work in us. Something we did not deserve. We didn't expect him. We thought we were just meeting him and packing him back to the airport. And he ministered over us, and by June, things happened. Things happened. God continued to deal tenderly with us. Tenderly. And I saw oaks of righteousness arising before me. And I just thanked God and I said, please God, don't leave me too far behind. But there's a mighty work happening in the kingdom. And as I come here and I meet with you, everybody seems so familiar. I met two sisters by the supermarket and I was like, I know these ladies and I'm embarrassed. Am I staring? Do I know them? I know them from somewhere. And then I asked Femi, do these people, do you know them? And he says, yes, I think they're part of the ministry as well. So I was so happy. Artist and, is it Artist? Edith. Yes, Edith and Adrian. So we thank God. And I feel like I've known you for so long. Yeah? I'm not going to preach. I'm just greeting. And I'm not going to stand in the way of your food. I'm not going to stand in the way of your food because I know we want to eat life. In fact, let's just open to that. Let's open to John's.
Yes.
We thank you, God. Father God, we ask you, God, as today we come before your table again to feast, that you grant me, your servant, O God, a little strength that I may just be able to say and to declare what you say. Father God, I ask you for a little more strength just to even believe it. And then take all your away. That nothing remains that I could find glory in. That nothing would be a distraction from you. I present myself only as a tool before you, O God. And these your precious souls that you desire to bless with more of yourself. Cause us all to continue to blossom. To grow into this beautiful garden. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know, as that tongue came, John 6 came to mind. You see, John 6. You know, sometimes we humans, we are brave, you know. You know, he was testing Philip. You remember that story? And he asked them, hey, how are we going to feed these people? Because he wanted them to remember the power that they were exposed to. Just to see if they were still thinking in the realm of the flesh. And as he asked them, you know, he said he didn't have enough money, didn't he? We turn to John 6, verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And he said this to what? To prove him. For he knew what he will do. Jesus Christ was so merciful, he took them back to just to see if their eyes were being opened. To see what? If their eyes were being opened to the true life. Go to verse 30. Unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may eat and believe thee? This is after he multiplied the bread earlier in that chapter, yeah? But the guys are now gisting, becoming very familiar with our Lord. Said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them what? Bread from heaven to eat. They're gisting. You see, we got to know our level. This is not my level, please. That's my level. You see Otto in the back there? Otto, that's truth. That's my level. You see, when we come to God, we got to come like Nicodemus. We got, not like Nicodemus, like Zacchaeus. Even being a chief publican, you know what you want to catch sight of. So he became of no reputation and climbed a sycamore tree. If he was a chief publican, you are a Jew, but also honored by Rome. But that was only revealed. Many of those publicans wouldn't climb a tree. Yeah. They will still say, I'm emissary of Rome. And I am a Jew. Make space. I want to see him. But the Bible said he was of little stature. So he was a child in heart. So we got to know our level. And as we come to truth, we cannot be familiar. We cannot be familiar. I've attended 3-4 life campaigns. I want rev. You know, I want to hear some big rev, you know. And you come and you sit here, but you sit haughty. And you don't present a soul that is contrite. One that he can take pleasure in. Psalm 51, he talks about that soul that trembleth at his will. And that's all we need to present ourselves every time we come. You got to count yourself as a little child. You got to become of no reputation so you could receive beyond the revelation of these words, or you will just leave here astonished and with an accumulation of revelation. You will be able to archive on January 2020, this is what I've taught in the morning session. Remember when he broke this down in 2018, and all you have captured is the learning of the scripture. But you are no better than Nicodemus. You have no understanding. And when he's speaking about Jesus, the child, you think, I know that story. I know it in Luke and I know where it is in Matthew. I can link it to where it is in John. But you haven't had sight of what the name of God is. Because you haven't presented your heart with a posture to hear. So when he reads, and the Spirit of God is upon me, and he quotes from Isaiah, you kind of think, yeah, I know that one. Also, Luke, yeah, Matthew, Mark, you know, and you link in the scripture, and you're saying yes. And, you know, but, listen to me, there are many who learned and knew the scriptures. And when Simeon and I took a young child and lifted it up, they saw no significance in it. And we know, because 20 plus years later, when he stood up and he read that same scripture, then he had to challenge him, who did you go in the wilderness? Because when Zacchaeus was made dumb, when his father was made dumb, not so, Zacharias was made dumb, and then he started to prophesy on the birth, they took no notice of it. Those prophetic words were not glorious in their ears. the words of Moses was glorious in their ears. Because we see, they say they're gisting. They're saying, hey, our fathers, the wilderness. And Moses brought manna down. But that was, they were proud hearts. Things that they should be ashamed of. And they were exposed. But very soon after, he then told them at the end of that chapter, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they started to murmur again. And they said many left them. You see, they were gisting. They said, no, show us works. Let's read it. Sorry, I'm just greeting you still. Please, bear with me. Our fathers did eat, verse 31, manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father give you the true bread. Verse 34, then they said unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Stop the talking. Give us this bread. And he said unto them, okay, you want your eyes to open.
Jesus.
You want your ears to be open. Okay, I am the bread of life. Ah. I am. He knew their souls couldn't take it as yet. They were still lame. And the prophecy that came talked about he wanted to give us the bread of life so we could partake of eternal life. You see, he wanted to take them back to. They were posturing themselves as having a heart to desire God. And then God wanted to take them back to Genesis 3, 24. Let's go there. You see, because there was one thing blocked in Genesis. It's not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That part wasn't blocked. It is only one way that was blocked. The way to the tree of life. That was the only way that was blocked. So when they said they wanted bread, he says, all right, I am now the way. I have been sent to open back up the way to the tree of life. You're saying you want to fast track. You don't want milk, you don't want meat, you want strong meat, you know? You want to go in right at the top. Okay, come and eat. And then they are. We don't want this. We don't want this. Go back to John 6, verse 41. He says, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is this then that he said, I came down from heaven? It's mercy. He was showing them that they're still blind. They could only see Joseph, they could see Mary, they could only see Moses. So when he says, this day the scripture is fulfilled, the spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me. They did not yet have recovery of sight to the blind. Why am I saying this to you? You may be inside here and you could understand Rev's English. If he goes Yoruba or Igbo, you could understand some of the phrases. Do not be proud in your heart. Do not be called distant. This is God's mercy to us. So I want it. A small thing that God has done to me to cause me just to find access to his throne through the grace upon your life. I thank God. I thank God for raising you. I thank you for not seeing my weakness. You know, many times when Rev preaching and he talks about people who are packaged and have nothing inside, it's me he's talking about, please. Many a times, it is me he's speaking about when he's giving these examples. I'm not saying that to try to pretend to be humble. I'm saying that because it's the truth. I know what I've been saved from. I know how wrong I was arranged on my inside. I know when I came to him with all my pride and with all my packaging. Some people, when they, you know, they listen to the messages and they get close, you know, they think, I'm going to be the next Pastor Emeka or Pastor Thompson. You know? I want to be Reverend Busuyo. I'm going to be Tayo Ladejo. I have a prophet. Listen to me. That's my level, Oti. We got to know where we are. And we're going to hear with meekness. I just want to encourage you. I was really grateful for the administration last night because I felt God, by his mercy, he paused and he went for some of us. He decided that he will not travel further into Revelation and the breaking up of the meal that he has prepared for us for this convention until we all enter in. Please don't be forgotten. Don't be proud. Don't let this day of salvation pass you by. Tremble at God's word. Amen? Amen. May we receive with meekness the engrafted that is able to save us. Father God, thank you for saving us. Thank you for raising your son. Thank you for causing him, O Lord God, to continue to walk in meekness and to set a pattern. Thank you for Christ, our risen Lord, whom we can delight in again and again. Who every time that you, by your Spirit, you open our eyes and open our ears to hear, you cause us, O God, to straighten our walk towards your throne, that we are finding life. That we are finding life. We ask you this day, O Lord God, that you would beautify us again. You cause us not to be distracted. I pray for my brothers and my sisters that they will hear your voice. That we will hear your voice. Thank you for this, your work that you're doing inside of us. We bless your name. We bless your name. So thanks for having me. Thanks for having us. Yeah? Don't mind anything about me. Please. Bear with me, alright? I just love my God. I just love my God. I'm still being made. As are you, I'm sure. Let's love our God together, okay? Thank you. Bless.